High basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station. And good evening and thank you, Greg Stewart. Great to be here back at the Birdcage. Have not called a game since December 20th, and that's a long time. Sam Averly is alongside to handle the video side on our live stream on YouTube tonight, and also we've got Carter Jagger back at our WOGO studios as the JV game has ended with the Abes winning it 61-41, and the main event is coming up as Oakland Memorial atop the BRC at 7-0, 11-3 overall, and Chahaz on the bottom end of that, 0-6, 0-12 overall are the Cardinals. They met one time in what was Memorial's second game of the season and Chahaz's fourth at the Eagles' Nest, with the Abes winning 61-34. You'll hear head coach Jason Pruitt, the Cards, talk more about that, but a good defensive effort he liked from his squad in that game. And both teams will tell you, in talking with head coach Chad Briskey, we'll hit that interview in a short time, and may have seen the dry erase board for the Cards, but focus on yourself first and foremost, right? We go back so many, every basketball broadcast I do, the Dick Bennett and Bo Ryan principles in terms of play good defense. That's what Memorial head coach Chad Briskey says is their biggest trademark for this senior-laden squad, 14 of their 15 players seniors. And then take good shots and limit your turnovers as always. The Abes come in here most recently having blown out Eau Claire North at the Doghouse 84-39 last Tuesday night. And they were supposed to have played the Cards on Friday, but Chai was down to four players at practice on Wednesday, three on Thursday, and just couldn't make that game. So they actually replaced the Prescott game here tonight, and then Prescott moved to February 17th on your calendar, which I printed out. So that is that. For Chippewa most recently, they lost to New Richmond on January 17th by a final score of 74-46, and lost to Menominee as well on January 21st, and we'll get you that score. But we've got two coaches' conversations to get to, and Larry Mboga, the Eau Claire City Councilman, who's also been a longtime coach at Chi-Hi in both cross-country and track and in soccer, JV-wise. He is going to be our color analyst tonight. Looking forward to that. The vacationing Dave Checkaway, so looking forward to having Larry with us here this evening. So Larry Mboga, his son Wesley, of course, one of the standout players, second-leading scorer for the Abes. We'll hear from Chad Briskey, the veteran coach of the Abes, when we come back in 90 seconds on WOGO Sports and on YouTube.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here they come, and a one-timer on net, and it goes in! It is Jackson LeMay!
And Wick's three-point attempt, got it! She drills it.
Galvez down the lane, pocket, bounce pass, Mason. McDonald retakes the lead!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Cardinal Countdown on this Monday night on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and the brand new WOGO YouTube channel. Head coach Chad Brisky now talking about the Memorial Old Abe's. Coach, what a crew you got this year.
Yeah, you know, we have a veteran crew. We've been around together for a while. It feels like probably longer than a lot of high school teams get the opportunity to go through with. So I'm glad that they haven't gotten tired of my voice and we can kind of keep moving forward. And it's a great group of kids to coach. And just want to, this year, our big thing is to continue to grow and not settle for kind of where the bar is set, always trying to move the bar forward.
Undefeated in the conference at 7-0, but three blemishes in terms of outside of the conference. It seems like you guys had set it up to play as tough a schedule as possible.
Yeah, I would put our schedule up against anyone's in the state. You know, playing Milwaukee Academy of Science from our state, Linmar from Iowa. We've got Breck, Minnesota, coming up from Minnesota, and they're one of the top schools over there. We knew we wanted to challenge ourselves, and we don't get hung up in wins and losses. We get hung up in quality of play, and we let the wins and losses kind of fall where they may, and that's kind of always been a staple since I've come here. So I'm happy with the guys because to go 11-3 with our schedule, we feel like is pretty good. We feel we've left some stuff out on the table, and there's still some room to grow. So hopefully we learn from those experiences and can finish the year really strong.
Having said that, I mean, Chi High, while you won by a good size margin the first time, I mean, they put a good defensive effort against.
Yeah, you know, in this conference, the coaching is outstanding, and the kids have a lot of pride at every school. And we get the opponent's best just because, you know, being picked to win the conference and then obviously, you know, getting some state accolades and things like that. So we're fully prepared. This will be an outstanding game tonight. It's in their home gym. Coach Prue does a great job of prepping his kids, and we expect that this will be, you know, just another nail biter in the BRC. And if we don't play well, we're more than capable of getting hit by them. So we want to play to our standard, and hopefully the points are on our side when it's all said and done.
And lastly, in terms of the beyond the conference, once the tournament down the line, a month or more, you want to be playing your best basketball late February, early March. I mean, what is Memorial basketball that would be the kind you want?
Yeah, I think when you ask people around the area that have watched us play, they know that, number one, we hang our hat on our defensive side, and this group this year has really bought into that. We've been a pretty outstanding defensive team for the most part. And then offensively, we run a lot of actions, but we're at our best in transition. So as long as we don't get lulled into getting too cute and playing in the half court, being out in transition, playing a fast brand of basketball, I don't think – you know, there's a big debate on the shot clock in the state of Wisconsin, and I'm a big proponent of it. But I don't think we've had a shot clock violation all year. We still play very fast, and we try to get up and play a lot of players and have a lot of fun out on the floor. So that's kind of our staple. And as long as we continue to defend well, and the kids will continue to get the freedom to do what they do on offense.
Terrific, Coach. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
Well, we really appreciate your coverage, and it's great to be here tonight.
Chad Brisky, the head coach of the Memorial Old Abe's, will take another 90-second timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Jason Prue, the head coach of the Cards, Cardinal Countdown on WOGO and our live stream on YouTube.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, Being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Wogo.com on the new Wogo YouTube channel. And head coach Jason Prue with us. And, coach, there's a reason this game shifted to Monday, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some sickness run through the program. Last Monday we had a bunch of guys out, and then luckily we kind of had that cold day on Tuesday to have a day off, because we would not have had guys for that Tuesday game either. And then, yeah, we've had a bunch of guys out and fighting sickness. So last night we had pretty much everybody back, and we were able to get a good practice in, and we'll see how they respond. It's going to be short stints for everybody tonight, in and out with our lungs. Hmm.
A tough team, Eau Claire Memorial, atop the conference, undefeated there. Three blemishes on the record overall, but fifth-ranked team in the state. I mean, 14 seniors, what can you say?
Yeah, I mean, they have a bunch of guys that have been around for a long time. Obviously, if you're a program that can hold 14 or 15 seniors, that's a pretty strong culture they got going on, and they're going for it all this year, and they're a really good team, and they're going to pressure us really hard, and we just got to take care of the basketball on the offensive end and see what we can get there. And then defensively, we gotta keep Jesperson in check, and we gotta fly around to the other guys because they have a really talented group.
You've seen them before at their place, so what's the different mindset in terms of running it through the second time?
Yeah, I thought the first time we had a game plan that we executed really well defensively. It was just the offensive thing. I think at half we were, down 8 or 8 to 10, something like that. And defensively we were holding them. I think they were at 26 points at half, 28, something like that. We just couldn't score. They're so good defensively. And they pressure us so hard. So the focus is take care of the ball, get good shots, and hopefully we knock down some of them.
And lastly, since I last saw you December 20th, a long time ago, I mean, Kobe in the starting lineup, you're a 5'10 freshman.
Yeah, Kobe gives us a spark, and he's earned it. He loves basketball. He's put in a ton of work, and he comes every day and gets better and brings it. So we're going to reward him with a start tonight.
All right, very good. Coach, we wish you the best and hope to talk to you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
All right, it's Cardinal Countdown on WOGO. Back in a minute with the final part of the pregame.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Back on WOGO and our live stream on YouTube here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford at Chippewa Falls. Larry and Boga, our color analyst tonight, fresh off a city council meeting in Eau Claire. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we got to get the mic down. Here we go. All right. So talk to me. What would you say the key to the game here from a Chahai perspective?
Chahai, they have to play defense because Memorial, their defense is solid.
Yeah.
And their offense is solid. So the key for Chahai is to slow down Memorial is to play solid defense.
There you go. Twice and four keys to the game. We just saw Craig Toyson out here shaking Larry's hand, my hand. Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And, again, the first game of many throughout the week here with the girls hosting Bloomer tomorrow night, 6:55, the pregame. And Thursday night, it's the Memorial. It's the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres against the ECA Stars, a 6:40 pregame for that here. And then Friday night, the action continues on WOGO with more McDonald girls basketball. We'll take a break when we come back. The starting lineups in basketball on WOGO and our live stream on YouTube.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Chi-Hi and Eau Claire Memorial tonight on WOGO as these two squared off earlier in the season. And let's get you the starting lineup for both of these squads. First of all, for the visiting Abes of Memorial, dressed in their purple uniforms with the white lettering and black numerals, it is the 11-3 Abes, and they come in here with a 6-foot senior, number 2, averaging almost 8 points a game, Julius Clark. He's joined by 6'2 senior, number 3, averaging 5 a game, Bryce Hetke. Also, their scoring leader, a 6'4 senior at 20.3 a game, number 4, Cooper Jesperson. The fourth starter, a 6-foot senior, averaging about 6 a game, I believe. It is number 5, Tay Ferguson, and rounding out the starting lineup, 6'4", senior, number 11, Wesley Mboga, averaging 15.4 a game, and Memorial is coached by Chad Brisky. Meanwhile, for your Chi-High Cardinals in their home white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some red trim, it's 6'5", senior, averaging 9.8 a game, 0, Colin Nichols, joined by 5'10", freshman, number 1, averaging 4.4 a game, Kobe Twyman. Third starter, a 6'2", sophomore, averaging 9.7 a game, number 2, Owen Munson. Meanwhile, 5'11", junior, averaging 6.1 a game, number 3, Grant Von Hayden. And rounding out the starting lineup, averaging 3.2 a game, 6'2", junior, number 24, Connor Kalinske. And the Cards are coached by Jason Prue. I'm Mark Halverson with Larry Mboga. And Larry, you were a long time both cross-country and track coach at Chi-High, also, I believe, a JV soccer coach, right?
Yes, yes. That's correct.
All right, but your son, Wesley, obviously a starter here. It looks like he's going to jump center. So, been a good year for Memorial.
So far, so good. So far, so good.
All right, thanks for joining us tonight. And if you want to catch the video, it's on the WOGO live stream on YouTube. And we're underway. And Memorial with the tap as they will go right to left. Sam Aberle managing the video and our broadcast tonight and the live stream on YouTube as the Abes work around on the outside. Again, it sounds like they shoot in a hurry, and there's Mboga from the right corner, comes off the mark, rebound to Twyman, and Chi-High with the basketball. Cards nice. Into the forecourt, and they steal it away, and there's the first Chi-High turnover. And Mboga into the forecourt. They come along the right baseline, and they find an open teammate, and the missed shot that time by Clark, and then laid up and in. Give me the player.
Yep. Who is Clark?
What, Clark gets these first two, and it's 2-0. For the Abes right away. And now Chi-High into the forecourt. They come to Kalinske in the right baseline. Double team. that hard-nosed defense for the Aves. And there's the shot a little bit too hard by Nichols. And the Aves out of there with it. Cooper Jesperson working it down the floor. There's a pass, a dangerous pass. It knifes through the Chahai defense. Down low, Mboga. Going to go into the low post and a whistle. And it's going to be
a foul to Wesley.
Ball. Yeah, Wesley. So what's Dad's thought on that one?
Yeah. Offensive foul.
Yeah, offensive foul. And the first foul of the game for Mboga for Memorial. And their first foul as they come with a little bit of pressure now. And Colin Nichols brings it for the Cards. So the 6'5 senior gets it down the floor for Chippewa. Bounce pass. It gets it to Kalinske. Cards looking for their first hoop in the deep right corner. Twyman. Kobe stepped it up. Has joined the starting lineup since before Christmas. And talking to one of the players beforehand, he said he really brings that youthful energy and zest, and they really appreciate that. As Cardinals deliberate now on the outside, as Kalinske gets it off Von Hayden. Behind the three-point line to Nichols, picked up by Mboga there defensively. 16-15 left, first half, 2-0 Aves. Kalinske right baseline, trying to back down the defender, puts up the shot too soft, fights for the rebound. Mboga gets it in the corner, behind the back, saves it to one of his teammates. Here come the Aves to the other end. And number two is Julius Clark, and a whistle. And what do we got here? Someone
injured.
Somebody
got injured.
Okay. And a player. And so somebody had dived for the ball. I think maybe Connor Kalinske.
Yes.
And he is standing up under his own power. I don't know if he crashed into the – it's in the corner over here to the right.
We can't see it properly.
Yeah. And he's walking under his own power over to the bench, and credit the medical crew as they dashed over there. But all right, so 16:01 to go here in half number one. Low scoring so far.
Yeah, Chai High School is playing Chai High. They're playing good D.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I like what they're doing.
I think Coach Proof felt like they did against Memorial back on December 10th
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, appreciate them as one of our many fine sponsors to bring this broadcast to you tonight. Mboga out on top, goes left side, gets it off to Jesperson, and the shot
one
is
shot.
Good. For three, and it's a 5-0 Aves lead. And that's quite the punch there, Jesperson, and your son Mboga there at the top of the top two scorers for the Aves.
No, Julius. Julius.
Julius.
Julius
okay.
Julius and Cooper.
My problem. I looked away there. And now going on the right baseline, Twyman takes it right baseline, zings a pass into the deep left corner to Von Hayden. Von Hayden will back it out now and get it on top to Twyman.
Good movement.
Yep. And trying to look the ball inside here is Gebauer in off the Chahai bench. And bounce pass is going to stay Chahai basketball. Big new scoreboard here. I don't know if you've been here to see that.
No, I haven't seen this one, yeah.
Very nice off to our left. We've got a different vantage point tonight, usually at the scorers table, and a steal by the Aves. They're going to race it up and in.
Place epic.
Yep. And getting the hoop that time, Hetke gets his first two on the night. And the Cardinals, three turnovers, trailing at 7-0. So need a touchdown and extra point to tie. So want to be careful here not to fall too much further in the hole. Von Hayden dancing through the lane, misses the shot, gets his own rebound. Von Hayden gets it back. There's the three-point shot.
Wow,
is up and
good.
Shot.
That's a good shot.
And Owen Munson gets the first trifecta to put the Cards in the scoring column.
It's 3-7.
Yep. And so the first hoop of the night for Chippewa Falls there. And bringing it the other way on the right baseline. And
that's
there's two more for Clark. So Clark lighting it up here. Giving them a 9-3 lead now. The Aves is Twyman with the basketball. Kobe double team, gets it off to a teammate. There's the shot on the way, and three more for Chippewa as that one put in there cleanly by Gebauer. So Conrad Gebauer makes it a 9-6 game as the Cards have dropped two threes now in successive possessions. On top, open left-handed three-pointer for Hetke, and he gets his second of this first half, making it a 12-6 game. Twyman on the left side, getting it to Nichols. Nichols' free throw line extended on the left side. getting it off to Gebauer. Gebauer brings it back out on top and stolen away by Mboga. Fourth Cardinal turnover. Mboga takes it down and lays it up with his right hand for two, extending the lead to 14-6. And the first two of the night for Wesley Mboga. And a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be offensive against the Cardinals.
Coming in for Memorial.
Right, and so the foul going on Von Hayden for the Cards, first personal and the first team foul. So we played almost 5 minutes, just one foul on each team. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials in the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 14-6, Abes, and they've got the basketball. And some subs into the game now. Shamar Simmons, a 6'1 senior, number one. Ian. Work it down low. Shot up and good.
Ian.
Yeah, Ian Bauer got that one. Yeah, two for Ian Bauer. And it's 16-6. So the Cards in a 10-point deficit, biggest lead of the game for the Abes at the moment. And out on top, Gavin Thompson, the 5'9 junior, on the dribble. And extensive dribble, and we got a timeout called by the Cards. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on WOGO and our live stream on YouTube.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Our score, Mark Halverson, Larry Mboga, Sam Aberley here at Chi High. The Cards down 10. Chippewa did get it as close as 3 at 9-6, but the Abes on a 7-0 run since then. But Chi High with the ball right now. And Gavin Thompson looks to inbound it for the Cardinals and gets that inbounds pass in there to Berg and then stolen away. Fifth Cardinal turnover, and there's the dunk.
Slam dunk by Ben.
Yeah, Ben Fassenmeyer, he and his twin brother Henry are a part of this squad, and it's a 9-0 run for the Abes, and there's that fast break basketball Coach Brisky was telling us about that they love as the Cards now try to regroup offensively. As Carter Burke, they work it into the left corner. Gavin Thompson, bounce pass, getting it to Kalinske. Kalinske working it down, loses it. Gets it off on the right side. Carter Berg back on top. He gets it to Kale Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck between the leg dribble. Gets it into the deep right corner off to Berg. Berg's pass stolen away, and Abe's another steal. They're sixth unofficially. And difficult when you got the possession that long and don't get a shot off. There's the deep left corner shot. And Bryce Hedke shows he's 3-point prowess as he drains another.
That's his second.
Yeah, that's his second 3-pointer, and it makes it 21-6, and the Abes on a 12-0 run as the Cards get a hoop by Kalinske. Connor Kalinske at the other end makes it 21-8. Approaching the 11-minute mark of this first half, and Shamar Simmons, and they go right side to Hedke. Hedke, how many guys would you say can really drain the three? How deep is Memorial at really good three-point shooters?
Oh, everybody can shoot.
Everybody can.
Everybody can shoot.
All right. In for Memorial, number two, and we got some substitutions now for both sides for the Cardinals. Colin Nichols and Owen Munson checking back. And also for Memorial, Henry Fassenmeyer getting his first action, the 6'1 senior, twin brother of Ben, who we saw a moment ago. And Abe's now trying to build on this 21-8 lead. Simmons, right baseline, gets it off to his teammate, and there it is, Julius Clark. Two more for Clark, and it's 23-8 now. The Cards come back left to right. Between the leg dribble out on top, Dylan Beck. Trying to get it down low to Nichols, and then knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay Chihai ball with 10:32 left here, first half. So again, since it was 9-6, Abes have outscored the Cards 14-2. And the inbounds pass from Owen Munson, Cards' second leading scorer, Munson, at 9.7 a game, and there's a steal. I don't have the Abes for a turnover yet. I've got seven for the Cardinals.
Yep.
And obviously that's a big problem. We talked about good defense, limit your turnovers, and take good shots.
You cannot memorize they're a very good defensive team.
Yeah. And there's the three-point attempt. And again, this one's going to go out. No, and the Abes had the loose ball rebound but couldn't hold on to it. And the Abes player, Fassenmeyer, thought maybe he was fouled, but nothing doing. So the missed three-pointer by Clark. And so Chihai with 10-10 left here, first half, will get it. And into the forecourt. Again, here on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and our live stream on YouTube. And the Apes nearly had another steal, but then a whistle. And let's see what the foul. It's going to be a foul on Chihai after the steal, right?
Number 24.
Yeah. And so that's going to go on Kalinske, his second. But
Munson, his first.
Munson.
My bad.
Owen Munson with that one. And it'll be the Abes to inbound it here as 21, Henry Fassenmeyer. The backcourt by Julius Clark. Is Kobe Twyman going to check back for the Cardinals and sub in for Grant Von Hayden? At the 10-minute mark, I'll tell you, Stelzer Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelzerIncorporated.com. Abes trying to build on a 23-8 lead now. Cards trying to shrink it down, and good defense by Kalinske from behind, knocking out of bounds. It'll stay Abes ball with 9:46 left here, first half. And the Abes to inbound and under their basket with Ian Bauer, the only junior on the team. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of seniors.
Yes.
Into the lane, shot up and banking it in is Julius Clark. And, you know, people have a tendency to think, hey, you know, got to stop Jesperson and Mboga, but that Clark can score too. He came in averaging 8 a game.
Yes.
9.5 to go, first half, 25-8. Abes, they lead it by 17. Twyman out on top, top of the key. Kobe's yet to score tonight. Trying to post up Kalinske. And the pass intended for Twyman and stolen away by the Abes. The Cardinals' ninth turnover. There's the three-point attempt at the other end. Off the mark by Ian Bauer. Rebound. Abes, they get Bauer. Cutting basket. Good and a foul. Second hoop for Bauer with 9:10 to go. Almost to the midway point of the first half. And 27-8. Abes. And again, it's some of their own turnovers that are leading to these bust-outs for the Abes, don't you think?
Yes, you're correct.
So 27-8, and Bauer to the line where he's a 71% free throw shooter, and he hits it, and it is 28-8. And again, remember it was 9-6, folks. Abes on a 19-2 run since then. It's the Cards battle against the pressure, splitting the defense. Dylan Beck on the right wing. Kale, just a young 6'3 sophomore. And there's the hoop. Kobe Twyman, his first tonight. So Twyman getting his. The freshman coming through for the Cardinals, making it 23-10, or make it 28-10 now. As that's our third highlight that we can share with you at halftime. Cardinals, 18-point deficit. Spin move down low. Oh, Julius Clark schooling the Chihai defender. That was a nice move, Larry.
That's a nice move. That's the Julius we know.
Yeah, wow. He has a lot of, again, just the six-foot senior, but Julius Clark continuing to really fill it up in the first half as Twyman gets double-teamed. Kobe, and then has it stolen away, and the Abes, just a fast break and a missed shot that time by Memorial, and Dylan Beck with the rebound. Cards to the other end, and I'll try to bring it out here with Owen Munson. Munson on the dribble. Was that a five-second call?
Five-second
call on Munson. Cardinals 10th turnover.
So,
as we're 10 minutes into this first half, and it's a 30-10 game.
The starters are coming in now.
Yeah. massive substitutions on both sides. And
The starters.
Yep. Okay, the starters for Memorial. And so Clark and Hetke and Jesperson and Ferguson and Boga. Yeah. So Abe's into the forecourt, bringing it right to left, leading it by 20. And Boga picked up by Nichols. Down low, cutting, missed the shot. Pretty good defense stepping in there was Conrad Gebauer. The Cards, but have it stolen away in the backcourt. 11th turnover. Mboga, he'll drive into the paint and bring it out on top. Fires a pass down low, and there's two as he finds his teammate Tay Ferguson for, I believe, his first two of the night, the 6'4 senior. 32-10 now, Abe's by 22, and I believe that is their biggest lead on the night. 7:15 left here in the first half right now. And Von Hayden outside got bumped a little, lost the ball into the backcourt. They're going to say it was out of bounds. Wow. This is a tough time on the turnovers for the Cards here. Yes. I mean, but lopsided, you know, I don't think Abe Memorial has had a turnover.
We've got 12
of them for Chippewa, and that's a problem. And we're going to have a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break when we come back on WDOGO and our live stream on YouTube.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
All right, we knew Chahai would be tested. Again, this young Chahai team, I mean, too many turnovers, they would tell you the same thing, 12 of them compared to none for the Abes, who lead it 32-10 in the purple and white with the basketball here, 7:10 left in the first half as the Abes on the attack right to left. Mark Halverson, Larry Mboga with you on the call, and Sam Averly providing the pictures for our live stream on YouTube. And there's another feed by Mboga as he finds Hetke down low. And but I'll tell you what, Wesley can pass, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he can pass. It's a team sport.
It is a team sport.
Yeah.
And Chahai down by 24 now at 34-10 as Kobe Twyman, the freshman, on the dribble. Bounce pass, he finds Nichols. Collin takes it in, puts it off glass, no good. Knocked out of there, rebound Von Hayden. He's going to put it up off the back iron. No, fighting for the rebound. Abe's come away with it. Clark to the other end, wanting to fast break and a block shot that time. And a good job by Conrad Gebauer on the penetrator, Jesperson. And the Cards have done a good job on Jesperson tonight.
Yep. Jesperson has only 3 points. Wesley has only 2 points. So the two leading scorers from Mario.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it shows you the effectiveness of the team, right? Because it's been the Julius Clark show sometimes.
Julius show on the prime.
Yeah, and Boga for three. And he's off the mark. And the rebound to Munson for the Cardinals. Deflected to the backcourt. And, up and in for Cooper Jesperson. He gets his he's got five now.
Five.
Yeah. 36-10 here at the – still 6 minutes left in the first half. So the Abes putting a thumping on the Cards here as the Memorial girls did on Chahai here recently, 93-32. Twyman's pass rifled and then saved by Von Hayden on the left wing. Just inside of 6 minutes left, first half. And Von Hayden, a wide dribble, retrieves it, gets it to Gebauer. Conrad picked up defensively by number five, Tay Ferguson. On top to Twyman. He'll penetrate. Pull-up jumper inside of 15 for two for Kobe.
Kobe has four.
Yeah, he does. Kobe Twyman, a fun, energetic freshman who's gotten the starting nod in some recent games here for the Cardinals. And Mboga now with 5:20 left in the first half in a 36-12 game. Stepping it back behind the line. Jesperson's going to fire off the mark. No good. Mboga trying to go over the back of Munson. And looks like it's going to be Chahai basketball.
That's correct.
So 36-12. So you got three dozen down to one dozen in the score. And time to tell you that proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WDOGO for over three decades. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Gavin Thompson inbounded for the Cards against the Memorial Press. And Thompson in that backcourt. Deflected pass by the defender who wasn't even looking. Cooper Jesperson had his back to Thompson. And then a whistle and a foul. There have not been a lot of those. It's been a fast-moving first half. The foul going on the Cardinals, and the Aves get it as it goes on Kalinske, his second. And so the Aves get it back. The Cardinals turning it over there. And Jesperson trying to work. Gets it off onto the right wing, and a good fake and up and in for two for Tay Ferguson. He's got four. 38-12 Aves. Halftime, we'll recap the scoring and give you some highlights and check that WOGO sports calendar. Another busy week ahead here on WOGO, both on FM 103.1 and the live stream on YouTube. As the Cards turn it over, they were out near midcourt, and just too much trouble. This swarming Memorial defense causing problems.
That's what they said, you know, the turnover is killing them.
Yeah.
So if they can fix that one, I think the score will,
right,
will be different. It will be different.
Yeah. And so Mboga almost traveled. I'm going to say whistle and blocking foul on the Cardinals, and Kalinske may get his third, and he does. And Connor Kalinske, his third personal for Chippewa, the 6'2" junior, and he'll go to the bench in favor of Colin Nichols. Colin, the leading scorer, hasn't scored yet though for Chippewa.
Yeah, he hasn't scored yet. But he will score. He, for sure, he will score.
Yeah. And now the Aves looks to get it in here with inside of 4.5 minutes left in the first half, a 38-12 game. Working on the left baseline for the Aves, Jesperson, their leading scorer. And they dish it into the right corner. Shot put up by and rattles out. No good from three-point distance. And Boga kind of kicking himself, feeling he should have had the rebound. And it's going to go Chahai's way with 4:14 left first half. And Colin Nichols inbound it for the Cards. But again, the Aves really like this full court pressure, and again, you know, tonight a lopsided score, but it's something that's a key part of their game against the toughest opponents, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Gavin Thompson now, the backup guard, is going to get it across the timeline, working on Jesperson, covering him. Good job by Gavin, working right baseline, swings a one-handed pass. Oh, what a defensive job, and then the Cards get it back. The Aves' first turnover, as they only briefly had it that time. There's the bounce pass, and a whistle, and a foul. As Nichols tried to get the cutting Kale Dillon back with 3:53 left here, first half. And Jesperson getting the foul for the Aves. And his first personal. Only the second foul on the Aves in 14 minutes. Into the right corner, Nichols. He's going to get double teamed. He needs some help. Somebody.
That's
and he tries
play
to throw it. Yeah, and he does throw it off of one of the Memorial players and out of bounds with 3:47 left. 38-12, our score.
Yes.
Aware of the fact that at the 9-minute mark of the second half, if one team leads by 40 or more, the clock is running, and there's another Abe Steele on a Chahai inbounds pass to the other end. They work it down the floor and get it off to Tay Ferguson. This is a deep Memorial team, no question about it. 14 seniors, it's unheard of. And Boga drives and puts it in. So Mboga with
four points.
Yep. And, but again, very unselfish. He's had some fantastic, beautiful passes tonight. Yeah. So inside of 3:20 left in the half, Gavin Thompson with it for the Cardinals. Cardinals haven't had as many highlights as they'd like here in the first half as we'd like on the broadcast side, but doing what they can against this very intense Memorial defense with the 15 turnovers they forced to just one. Yes, one turnover for the Aves. Dillon back out on top inside of 3 minutes now. Oh, and a bounce pass stolen away, intended for Thompson, and Jesperson misses the dunk, and Dillon back comes away with it. You're not supposed to miss those dunks, Larry. That was supposed to be an exclamation point. Yep. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
Yeah, and anybody can miss a dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody can miss a dunk. The next time, he will dunk.
You're always very optimistic and kind, and we've got a foul on the play for the Aves, as this one is going to go on Bryce Hetke, his first and the third team foul, and Grant Von Hayden to the line, where he's shooting only 46% from the free throw line, averaging 6.1 a game. 2:44 left first half, 40-14 Aves. Free throw on the way, off the back iron, no good. Memorial down with it. So first free throw opportunity of the night for the Cardinals on that one. Eau Claire Memorial having aspirations to get to and potentially try to win state. Who knows? Why not? But you want to get there first, right?
Yeah, one game at a time.
One game at a time, I know.
One game at a time.
There's the outside shot, no good, from Ian Bauer. And Jesperson hanging in the air. He'll kick it back. Another three-point attempt. That's no good. Their three-point game's not its sharpest tonight, as Henry Fassenmeyer misses that. And into the forecourt, Von Hayden races down. Into the right corner, Nichols. Nichols on the dribble, bounce pass, tries to get it to 21, Gebauer. Gebauer into the paint, spin move off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Jesperson. He gets it there. They like to run, the Aves, and there's the double pump and the foul from behind as Ian Bauer gets fouled by Gebauer with 1:54 left first half, and the Cards down 40-14. And so first one on Gebauer, and it's the sixth team foul on the Cardinals, and it Ian Bauer, the lone junior on this squad for Chad Brisky to the free throw line, gets the first one. It's donation night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th, from 4 till 9 each night. 25% of sales will be given to Homestead Elementary. Just make sure to mention Homestead Elementary or use code Homestead when you order online February 3rd and 4th at Topper's Pizza, Chippewa Falls and the Chippewa Mall. Second one no good for Bauer, and the Cards come out of there now, trailing at 41-14. To the other end, double pump shot by Munson, no good. He gets fouled, and Owen to the free throw line, where he's a 69% free throw shooter of the year. Owen with 3 points on the night, averaging just a shade under 10 points a game for the Cards. So who's the toughest team that Memorial's played this year, Larry?
It was Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee squad, yeah.
Science of Academy.
Yeah, okay.
That's a top team.
Okay.
That's a top team. But they keep up with them until the last, like, maybe 1 minute to go.
Okay.
Yeah, they did very good.
First one from Munson is good.
Yeah.
He must have missed the first. I looked away. He missed the first and makes the second.
Yep.
So the Aves back of it now. In under 100 seconds left here in the first half as Chai trailing at 41-15, down 26. Aves working around on the outside. And you got Shamar Simmons is checked in. And there's Jesperson in the lane. There's two for Cooper, showing his abilities as he's up to 7 on the night.
Yep, 7.
Minute 18 left in the first half. Cards down 43-15. And on the outside, Kobe Twyman, the freshman, working down low against Julius Clark. Kobe goes 5-10, a lot of quickness. Munson all the way in and gets the 2 points for the Cardinals. So Munson scores with inside of a minute left in the first half. And there's a drive at the other end. Missed shot in the lane, put up and in by number 15, Ben Fassenmeyer, his first two. And the Cards in the waning moments here, trailing it 45-17, and Nichols tried with a breakthrough and then loses the ball, recovers. Deep right corner, Twyman. Got it! Kobe for a three-pointer.
Wow.
And he makes it 45-20, and Twyman has 7.
Yeah,
and so Abe's holding it for the final shot. Down the lane, the shot up and around and in for Jesperson. So while his amount had been low for the half, starting to pile him up near the end of the half with 2.3 seconds left on Hayden driving. And the Cards turn it over, 16th time here in the first half. Trailing 47-20. So the Aves, here's the thing, defensively, it was early in the season. Coach Prue was remembering that Chahai had held Memorial to like 26, 28 points in the first half. Not tonight with 47 on the board, 2.3 seconds here. So the Aves look for one last shot before halftime. And see what they could come up with here. Looking to inbound it. And Jesperson from beyond half court. He'll shoot and off the back iron, no. 18 minutes in the books. It's the Aves 47 and Chi High 20 back in 3 minutes on WDOGO Sports and our live stream on YouTube.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here they come, and a one-timer on net, and it goes in! It is Jackson LeMay! And Wick's three-point attempt, got it! She drills it!
Galvez down the lane, pocket, bounce pass, Mason. McDonald retakes the lead!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent.
But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims on all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
.47-20, our halftime score. The Aves have come into the Birdcage and taken charge. A telling stat, 16 turnovers for Chahai to just one for Oakland Memorial tonight. First half scoring looks like this. Kobe Twyman with seven to lead the Cards. Four for Owen Munson, two for Grant Von Hayden, three for Conrad Gebauer, two for Connor Kalinske, Colin Nichols, Gavin Thompson. Carter Berg played but did not score. Cale Dillenbeck did not score either. Meanwhile, for Oakland Memorial, we're trying to get the we're close here. We got you want to give the Memorial scoring, Larry? Go ahead.
Yeah, Julius Clark, 10. Bryce Etteke, 12. Cooper Jefferson, 9. Ty Ferguson, 4. Wesley Mboga, 4. Ian Bauer, 6. And Ben Fassmauer, 2.
So a good team effort there. Clark has exceeded his average of 8 a game with 10 already just in the first half.
And all of the starters of Memorial, everybody has scored.
Yeah.
Including their six men, Ian.
One of the things we'll have to look for is that running clock. Will the lead be 40 or greater by the nine-minute mark, and then we would have a running clock. We'll see. Hey, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, give them a call at 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. I got to tell you, I had some friends with some plumbing issues this winter season, and I recommend Wurzgala, and you can too. All right, so it's the Abe starters against the Chahai starters and Cardinals ball as we start half number two. And Nichols has his shot blocked, the Cardinals' leading scorer. And Boga with that, and Twyman and the Cards reload here. Kobe into the deep right corner to Kalinske. Picked up defensively there by Ferguson. Kalinske coming around the side, finds Nichols, open three, airballs it. Yep. And the rebound out to Clark. And Abe's down the other end. Got a 27-point lead. Going left to right here in the second half. Oh, and Mboga again.
The same.
Carving him up with his passes. And two more for Ferguson makes it 49-20. And now Kalinske nearly traveled. May have gotten away with one. Nichols to Kalinske. They work it around on the outside. Munson will drive in the paint. Off-balance shot around. Almost fell for Owen. Oh, that would have been beautiful. And almost could have been. Could have had the Apes player called for a foul. They're letting them play here tonight. Apes tried for a 30-point lead. They don't get it. It would have exceeded 30. As the missed shot by Jesperson. Cards out of there with it. Nichols across the timeline. Chahai trailing it 49-20. Back on December 10th, they lost 60. What was it? 61-34. Lost by 27. Lower scoring there. And the Apes able to knock it away. Cardinals' 17th turnover on the far sideline. So Memorial gets it, trying to cross the 30-point lead threshold, leading it by
29.
Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. All right, Abe's ball now. 16 and a half left here in the second half. Purple and white of Memorial. Undefeated in Gamboga for the alley-oop for the slam. Wesley Mboga goes. He's got six, but his beautiful passing and the alley-oop. Yeah. Backdoor alley-oop. It was there. You got to have just the right timing, right?
That's the right timing.
And he had to have the pass there, and it was. And Kalinske now on the right side, trying to work on the Apes defender, Ferguson, playing that good, solid defense. And then the pass hitting Munson in the shoes and squirts away, and Apes to the other end. There's the penetration, the drive, and two. And that is Bryce Hecke for two there. And then Twyman able to score for the Cards at the other end, and first two of the second half. And Mboga down low, and the Apes just scoring relentlessly on Chippewa Falls is Mboga now with two baskets here in the second half. 15:20 left in the second half, a 55-22 game, and Munson, some contact and a whistle away from the ball, and I think it's going to go on number two, Clark, against Twyman.
I think it's Cooper.
Cooper Jesperson, you're right. And Cooper gets his second personal. And we're going to have a full timeout, 60-second timeout. Card to ball when we come back. Down 33 to the Aves on WOGO on our WOGO live stream on YouTube.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Eau Claire Memorial's outscored Chi High 8-2 in the first almost 3 minutes of the second half to grab a 55-22 lead. And Connor Kalinske misses, and there's the foul on the inbound. So Connor to the free throw line, and he's a 56% free throw shooter.
Bryce
Hetke gets the foul, his second, and the second team foul on the Apes here in the second half. It took him a lot longer than that to get two fouls in the first half as Kalinske will hit the first free throw. So Connor with 3 points on the night. Here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 8 o'clock. Kalinske's second one is on the money. So good free throw shooting from Connor. That'll boost that free throw percentage, get it up over 60% maybe. Yeah. And, I looked at both teams were shooting less from the line than their opponents, even the Aves as well. Missed shot and the rebound up and in, and a great job by Julius Clark. He went on the trampoline to get that missed shot by Tay Ferguson. Wow. And so 57-24, Cards down 33. And into the forecourt, Colin Nichols. The 6'5 senior's been handling the ball more in terms of bringing it up. And Boga there to greet him defensively. Kobe Twyman, free throw line, whistle, and foul. Kobe had the only field goal for the Cards in the second half so far. 14:43 left here in regulation. 57-24 Aves as Nichols looking to inbound. And falling to the ground, the Chai player. And is he okay?
I think it looked like he's
down.
He's sprained.
Okay, yeah. And so we've got a break in the action. It's Connor Kalinske, and he's kind of getting the medical attention right now with 14:39 left in the half as the Cards come over to, and Jason Prue is over there as well. And we're going to take a break and back in a moment on WOGO on our live stream on YouTube.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here they come, and a one-timer on net. It goes in! It is Jackson LeMay!
And Wick's three-point attempt. Got it! She drills it.
Galvez down the lane. Pocket bounce pass. Mason. McDonald retakes the lead.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Thank you. sitting on the board to just four for the Cardinals. So have boosted that lead by another 10. And we're going to get a full timeout. We'll take another break. Back in a minute on WOGO and our live stream on YouTube.
Funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Memorial leads at 61-24, 13:55, last second half. Chahai ball on the far side as Colin Nichols looks to get it in. Remember, we get a running clock if the game is a 40-point differential or more when we hit the 9-minute mark. Folks, that's still 4 minutes and 45 seconds away. And a three-pointer buried by Cooper Jesperson, his first hoop of the second half. And at 64-24, there's that 40-point lead now. Von Hayden across the timeline for Chippewa. Got one field goal in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half for the Cards, whereas the Aves have been lighting it up. Bounce pass to Nichols in the far side, knocked out of bounds, and trying to fight for it is Hedke.
Jai-ball.
It's going to stay Chahai. Maybe, I think, while the Aves came in here 7-0 in conference, the game at the Eagles Nest with Rice Lake on a Friday night was quite the game, wasn't it? 39-38, Apes just barely pulled it out.
Barely pulled it out.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
And there's a turnover. Von Hayden had his hands on it, couldn't pull it in, and the far corner. So Apes get it back with a 40-point lead, 13-21 left in this second half. And on the attack, bringing it left to right as Jesperson, their leading scorer at over 20 a game, the 6'4 senior, gets the bounce pass to Ferguson. They get back to Ferguson for two more. They're just scoring at will in this second half. And the defense not as strong for the Cards here after halftime. Trailing at 66-24.
I think Jai High School, Jai High, they have to play defense.
Yeah. Twyman for three. Off the rim, foul no good, and a foul. And Kobe will shoot three, where he's an 80% free throw shooter with 12:54 left here in the second half.
Fourth team foul.
And the foul going on Clark. His first of the night, fourth team foul on the Apes. Cards have not committed a foul in the second half, but Apes have been scoring a little too easily as the first free throw from Kobe is good. Well, what do you think of this freshman for the Cards? He's got 10 points.
He has a bright future. If he keep working hard and stay in the course.
He loves the game.
Mm-hmm. I think he has a good future.
Second one is good.
And the goodness of Ojahai, they have young guys.
Right. So that's true.
When you compare to Memorial, they are
14 seniors.
They have a lot of experience.
You talk about, Kalinske's a junior, Munson's a sophomore, Dylan Beck's a sophomore. 66-26. Twyman gets another one, so he hits all three free throws, making it 66-27.
He's the leading scorer, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Well, he's got 12 points.
Yep.
12 of their 27. And he takes a seat on the bench as the Apes back into the forecourt. And Jesperson's going to get one to go. So he wasn't the main guy scoring in the first half, but he's got 14 now, Jesperson.
Yeah, he got 14.
Yep. And Gavin Thompson into the forecourt for the Cardinals. And they get it to Dylan Beck. And out there for Chippewa. Right now we've got Carter Berg on the floor. Von Hayden on the left wing. Nichols looking for his first hoop of the night. Collins, spin move off the back, no good. Rebounded by Shamar Simmons. Here come the Abes down the floor. Good passing. Good passing. It's just fun to watch the Abes, the way they pass. As I say that, there's a steal.
That's a tight turnover.
Yeah. I bragged him up, and there was the turnover by Carter Berg. Only the second Abes turnover all night, if you can believe it. Jai's got 20. Von Hayden out on top. Trailing at 68-27. Grant puts a tough one up. Kind of floater, misses. Loose ball out of there with it. And the rebound up, no good by Gavin Thompson. The
but
Abes on the fast break, and they're going to get the slam dunk.
It's another slam dunk.
For Ben Fassenmeyer. And it's 70-27, Memorial by 43. 11:25 left here in the second half. Cards down 43. If we hit any time inside of 9 minutes, 40-point or more lead, then you get the running clock. And it'll only stop for timeouts, even run through free throws. And Nichols will inbound it now. As Simmons gets his first personal 15 foul on the Abes, and checking in is 21 Henry Fassenmeyer, the 6'1 senior, one of those the twins, the Fassenmeyer twins. And Colin Nichols looking to get it in, struggling to find somebody, and gets it into Dylan Beck. Kale will drive right side, puts one up, blocked, and getting out of there with it after Fassenmeyer blocked it. Dylan Beck recovers. He'll get it to Nichols. Nichols along the right baseline, plows over the defender, and he's going to get called for the charge. So Colin's a wonderful young man. Oh, he really is. And he'd like to get into this field.
I coached him for 2 years.
Okay, very, you did. You know what a great guy he is.
Oh, he's a great, great.
Wonderful family.
Exceptional. Their family, they're good people.
Yeah, I know he's interested in sports media some, so wish him the best. Went to Lambeau Field for a broadcaster's gathering of young would-be broadcasters last year. Yeah, I see the WBA is going to have another one of those. 10:50 left in the half now. Just under 2 minutes until that midway point. As Jesperson, they work it around. Simmons down low. They kick it outside. Then there's the shot. Bauer up by Ian Bauer. No good, but a Memorial rebound. And then the pass to Jesperson. Too hot to handle. Yeah. And the Apes now better watch it. That's their third turnover.
Just kidding, that was a joke.
No, it's more than that.
No, three turnovers.
Is it that?
Yes.
I thought it's four.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, my bad. I'm not keeping track.
Yeah. I have it down 20-3, but okay. See if the cards. I think from a pride standpoint, it'd be nice for Chai. Let's try to keep it under 40 if we can here.
That would be really nice.
Yeah. Try to extend this game in real time. Dylan Beck out on top, picked up by Fassenmeyer. Runs into the double team. Gets it out on top again to Berg. And there's the steal. And there is another near dunk by Julius Clark. And Clark with 16 on the night. So the Cards offense, again, they have only been able to muster 7 points here since intermission. And three of them on Twyman free throws. There's a pass and a foul is going to go on the Abes as it's Ian Bauer fouling Munson. And Bauer going to get his first personal 16 fouls. The Abes have been much more aggressive foul-wise here in the second half.
Yes.
Cards have been less aggressive. And Nichols to inbound underneath the basket. 10:03 left here in regulation. Cards down by 45. So they got some work to do in the next minute. Otherwise, we're going to hit the running clock. Kalinske. Oh, he really socked.
Aggressive.
He really used an elbow heavy on the Memorial defender. And so that was a clear foul on Connor, and that's his fourth. The fourth foul on the junior, Connor Kalinske.
And
the Abes with Randy Perrine Jr. into the contest. And Perrine will come around and swing that ball on the outside. Simmons down low and two more for Memorial. Ben Fassenmeyer, and he's got six. 9:38 left here in regulation. Kalinske works it. There's the three-pointer from Kobe.
Wow.
Three more for Kobe.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got 15 points, the freshman.
The freshman is playing well.
Yeah. And he's providing us some of the handful of highlights. It's been hard. It's only two baskets in the second half. He's got both of them for the Cardinals. As Nichols able to squeeze a steal out of there. Collin to the other end. He'll kick it back out. There's the shot by Dylan Beck off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes away to Bauer. And Randy Perrine on the left wing. And now we're going to get that running clock because it's a 44-point Memorial lead with inside of 9 minutes to go here in the second half. So the game will move quickly here as they work it on the outside. And Memorial in a bit of a delay here. And then they get a great pass from Simmons down low. He finds 15 Fassenmeyer, and Fassenmeyer with eight now. Chippewa into the forecourt. And Dillon back on the right side to Kalinske. Connor playing with four fouls. Goes along the right baseline to Nichols. Collins still looking for his first points of the night. Picked up defensively by Shamar Simmons for the Aves. High post and nearly has it stolen away by Ben Fassenmeyer, who falls down. And I think it's going to be Abe's basketball.
It will be Abe's, yeah.
And Kalinske just fouled out. So Connor Kalinske is done. He finishes with 4 points on the night. The 6'2 junior is done. And the clock continuing to run here. This is what we mean by the running clock inside of 9 minutes of the second half.
I wonder, do you think there was sick last week? Do you think it's a factor?
It's hard to say. You know, you're right. A lot of the guys, although as of Sunday, they were back. And so, but yeah, that coach had talked about playing them in short stretches is the missed shot. And Nichols out of there with it off the miss by Jack Cooper. Here on WOGO in the final 7.5 in the ball. Cardinals lose it out of bounds. Let me tell you that when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Clock approaching the 7-minute mark. Chahai trailing 76-30. It was 47-20 at halftime. Since then, the Aves outscoring the Cards 29-10 in the second half as we're going to get substitution in here.
I think the starters are done for the night.
Yeah, I think so. You've earned it, built up a running clock, and Armando Torres, a 6-foot senior, into the, he's got the ball out on top for Coach Chad Brisky's Aves. Ball tipped away, and he recovers, and there's a near steal by Twyman and out of bounds. But yeah, this freshman catching your eye, huh?
Yeah.
A couple of three. He's quick. He can drive. He can shoot from the outside.
On
he can handle the ball.
On the outside, high
right.
Basketball IQ.
Right. And he's just a freshman, so he's going to be around here for a while. And I think before it's all said and done, it'll be one of the good ones. I think his plaque will be hanging up on the wall somewhere here.
Nice pass.
Yeah. Twyman behind that three-point line chose not to fire away. And gets it off to Gebauer. The six-minute mark now. Cardinals. And through the hands of Munson and out of bounds. Yeah, it is the 23rd turnover. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Abe's into the forecourt leading at 76-30. Just over 5.5 minutes left here in this contest. A lot of subs in there now for Chad Brisky's crew. As Henry Fassenmeyer whistle and what's the call here? Jack Cooper commits the foul away from the ball. First personal. Seventh team doesn't send the, but it's a turnover nonetheless. So fifth one for the Abe's on the night. Kobe Twyman into the forecourt, gets the screen from Munson, goes around the right side, picks up the dribble, tries to lay it up and in, recovers his own lost ball, gets it to his teammate, and there's a tie-up down low with Gebauer and one of the Abe's players, and it's going to be Memorial ball with 4:50 and counting. And the Abe's now coming left to right. First contest, December 10th. Memorial won at 61-34, I should say. And this one tonight, a little bigger margin, a little difference. And Perrine driving, and there's the pass, and gets away, intended for his teammate Fassenmeyer, and out of bounds for the Abe's sixth turnover. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings the competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call them at 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Grant Von Hayden with the drive into the lane. Takes it.
Nice pass.
Nice dish to Gebauer for two.
Nice pass. It's a good pass.
It was a good job there, and Von Hayden getting the job done for the Cards on that one, cutting the lead to 76-32, and Abe's turnover, and the Cards going to convert at the other end. Two more for Kobe Twyman, and gives him 17 on the night, 10 here in the second half. And the Abe's on the outside now with Perrine with 3.5 to play. Some of the subs for Chad Briskey on the floor. And there's the drive up and no good, missing the shot. Torres had fouled up and in.
Henry
Fassenmeyer. And Henry gets his first two on the night. His brother Ben had scored 8. The first two for Henry makes it a 78-34 game. On the outside, Munson for 3. Got
wow,
it.
What a shot.
Yeah, good job by Munson. And he's got 7 on the night now. So good job by Owen on that one. Perrine now with 2:50 left into the deep left corner. The Abe's get the drive back out on top to Simmons. Perrine on the right wing. Between the leg dribble. Working on the outside, the final 2:40 of this one now. 3-point attempt, up
wow,
and buried it.
Shot by
Jack Cooper.
Jack Cooper.
So nice for him off the bench to be able to.
He scored another 3 when they played North. So
yeah,
he has played back to back.
Yeah, right. There you go. That was a big lopsided win for Memorial against North here recently. And Twyman falling away. Aaron pass stolen away, and there's a bust out, and it missing the dunk attempt.
These guys, they want to dunk.
They do. Henry Fassenmeyer missed it, and the Cards come out of there with it. The final 2:05 of this one. Von Hayden, left corner, Twyman, shot on the way. It comes out of there, no good. Kobe wanted it. He almost could have been up to 20 points at that one.
Yes.
And Perrine's going to take it in the lane, missed a left-handed layup, no good. And out of there with it comes Twyman. And a whistle and a foul with 1:42 to go, and the clock will continue here. 81-37. So once you get that running clock, it that 9 minutes goes in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yes. It goes so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
And Owen Munson to get it in for the Cardinals. Final minute, 25. Munson on top to Gebauer. Gebauer picks up the dribble and through the hands of Gavin Thompson, recovered by Munson. Munson gets it off on the right wing to Carter Berg. Working on the outside to Twyman. Twyman down low to Gebauer. Gebauer looking down low. He's double-teamed into the corner. Gavin Thompson, three-pointer, comes up short. And kicked out of bounds to the Abe's with a final minute to go. Stick around for the post-glass and mirror post-game show and the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. That's still to come with some highlights and a check of the WOGO sports calendar. I guess we didn't get to that at halftime, so that's ahead here in our post game, which is right around the corner. Have a bit of a break with Carter Jaeger back at our WOGO studio, manning some of our commercial spots there. And driving in, Simmons going to take it all the way, misses the shot. And Gebauer out of there with the rebound. Final 25 seconds. Twyman into the forecourt for the Cardinals. He'll back it up a little bit. Final 20 seconds. On the outside, Carter Berg for 3 off the back iron. No good. Rebound yanked out of there by Simmons. Final 10 seconds now. 81-37. Abe's, they will have won the JV game 61-41. And this one, 81-37. And just dribbling it out, Jack Cooper. That's all over. 81-37. The Abe's are winner. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back with the post game, the post glass and mirror post game show. 2 minutes on WOGO and our live stream on WOGO's YouTube channel.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
All right, back at the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. And I can see why Larry Mboga's on the city council. The guy's so popular, right? I mean, so anyhow, Jason Pru, Chi-High head coach here on the heels of this one. Coach, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it was Memorial's really, really good. We're coming out. We were hoping to compete, take care of the basketball, and get our wind under us a little bit, too, after having some sickness the last week. So I thought we got up and down a little bit. There was some good. There was some bad. There were some things, a lot of things that we got to get better at. But we got out of there. Hopefully everybody's healthy. Connor kind of tweaked his ankle a little bit, but ready to go right away again tomorrow.
Right again tomorrow. So, yeah. But on this one, I guess Kobe continues to, as a freshman, right? I mean, the growth, I mean, offensively, he was able to still keep it going there for his son in the second half.
Yeah, he can score the basketball. Yeah, he loves to play basketball. He puts a lot of time into it, and we trust him at this level doing that. So, yeah, he did that for us tonight, and without him, we would have struggled to score a little bit.
In terms of the turnovers, I mean, obviously not what you'd want there, but, I mean, again, this is a high-level defensive team.
Yeah, it is. They get up in pressure. I mean, they're a state. They're gonna make a run at the state level, not just the regional level here. So they're building things, and they got things rolling, and they got a lot of really good pieces.
And finally, in terms of Larry was asking me even in the broadcast, he'd had a number of players sick, even Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, you're pretty much trying to get that back together. And what about trying to transition from tonight to tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, if everybody keeps getting healthier, I thought, yes, there was signs of guys breathing heavy and some of that stuff, but I feel like getting this underneath them, getting up and down in a high-level game like this, if we can recover for tomorrow and moving forward in this week, the sickness is gone now, and we can get through the second half of the season here.
All right, Coach, thanks so much.
All right, thank
you. That's head coach Jason Pru here on our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. We'll take another time out. We'll come back in 2.5 minutes with the remainder of the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, including the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap just ahead, highlights and more on WOGO and our live stream on YouTube.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. All right. Again, this contest, it was 9-6 early, and then the Abes really put it to the Cardinals, ultimately leading 47-20 at the half, outscoring Chippewa. What was it, 38 to 14 there after that 9-6 score early. Then in the second half, the Abes really able to score at a very high clip as they go on to the 81-37 victory. They're already dimming some of the lights, sending a message to us to move along. So we will move along to the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by the Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people in the Chippewa Valley since 2000, helping them move. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Again, scoring-wise tonight, Kobe Twyman had 7 in the first half. He had another 10 in the second half, finished with 17. Missed a three-pointer late, could have got up to 20 for the first time in his career. 7 for Owen Munson, 2 for Grant Von Hayden, 3 for Conrad Gebauer, a total of 4 for Connor Kalinske, who fouled out. Meanwhile, for the Abes, 16 for Julius Clark, 14 for Bryce Hedke, a total of 14 points for Cooper Jesperson, 8 for Tay Ferguson, 10 points for Wesley Mboga, and he had some wonderful passes as well. 6 for Ian Bauer, all in the first half, a total of 8 for Ben Fassenmeyer, 2 for his twin brother Henry, and 3, a three-pointer for Jack Cooper in this contest as well. And we close it out with, some highlights in our WOGO sports calendar. We go back to the first half. Hayden gets it back. There's the three-point shot. Wow, is up and good.
That's a good shot.
And Owen Munson gets the first trifecta to put the Cards in the scoring column, giving them a 9-3 lead now. The Abes is Twyman with the basketball. Kobe, double team, gets it off to a teammate. There's the shot on the way. And three more for Chippewa as that one put in there cleanly by Gebauer. Getting you some highlights here in the post-class post-game show on WOGO. Going back to the first half for some of the highlights for the Cards in defeat tonight. Hayden on the left wing. Just inside of 6 minutes left, first half. And Von Hayden, a wide dribble. Retrieves it, gets it to Gebauer. Conrad picked up defensively by number 5, Tay Ferguson. On top to Twyman. He'll penetrate, pull up jumper inside of 15 for 2 for Kobe. You're not supposed to miss those dunks, Larry. That was supposed to be an exclamation point. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
7.
Minute 18 left in the first half. Cards down 43-15. And on the outside, Kobe Twyman, the freshman, working down low against Julius Clark. Kobe goes 5'10", a lot of quickness. Munson all the way in and gets the 2 points for the Cardinals. Those are first half highlights. How about some second half highlights here? And then Twyman able to score for the Cards at the other end, and first two of the second half. Handful more of highlights from half number two for the Cards. 9:38 left here in regulation. Kolinsky works it. There's the three-pointer from Kobe. Wow. Three more for Kobe. Yeah. Grant Von Hayden with the drive into the lane. Takes it.
Nice pass.
Nice dish to Gabe Bauer for two.
Nice pass. It's a good pass.
It was a good job there. And Von Hayden getting the job done for the Cards on that one. Cutting the lead to 76-32. And Abe's turnover. And the Cards going to convert at the other end. Two more for Kobe Twyman. And gives him 17 on the night. 10 here in the second half. That's what Kobe finishes with, and that's where the Cards finish, ultimately losing it 81-37. We check the WOGO sports calendar on our way out on this Monday, January 27th, and tomorrow night, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney at home across the street, McDonald Central, the Lady Max hosting Bloomers, 6:55 pregame here on WOGO and the live stream on our WOGO YouTube channel. Then Thursday night, it's hockey. Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy with the Chippewa Falls Menominee Girl Sabre squad against the ECA Stars. Always a good battle. Thursday night, 6:40, the pregame. And then on Friday night, back to McDonald Girls at Cadott, a 6:55 pregame here on WOGO and the live stream on the WOGO YouTube channel. Our thanks to Sam Adderley for providing the stream there on YouTube, for Connor Jagger back at our WOGO studio, for Larry Mboga joining me here, for Caleb Swenson for helping with the setup earlier, and for my mom for giving me life. All of you, thank you so much. We appreciate it again. Memorial makes it a clean sweep, 81-37. They win it, and earlier the JV game, they take it as well, 61-41. The Cards with the loss fall to 0-7 in the conference and 0-13 on the season. The Abes with the win go to 12-3, 8-0 in the conference. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. And, again, the podcast will be posted tomorrow at wogo.com. And don't forget what's available and the new WOGO YouTube channel. People are asking about it. Thanks so much. Take care. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball here on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.